Two Aboriginal boys have died after jumping into Perth's Swan River during a police chase. Western Australia's Police Commissioner Chris Dawson says his officers were pursuing five boys after reports that young people were jumping fences in the suburb of Maylands. There were fears for another member of the group, but he's now been found alive. Eliza Borello is in Perth. She's been following the story for you today. Eliza, do you have any more detail about the circumstances here? Boys jumping fences and now two of them are dead.
Linda, the WA Police Commissioner Chris Dawson says there was a police operation underway in Maylands in the area, which is a suburb on the banks of Perth's Swan River. Police were alerted that there were a group of teenage boys jumping fences in the area. They found the group and chased them and saw four of the boys jump into the water. Two of them were able to get out safely, but two others ran into difficulty and didn't survive. There were concerns, as you say, for a fifth boy, but he's now been found alive. WA's Police Commissioner Chris Dawson calls the deaths deaths in police presence, but says they'll be treated as deaths in custody.
We treat them both the same. So the Major Crime Division, the Internal Affairs, and our Coronial Investigation Unit all perform their role for a number of reasons, but primarily it's to assist the State Coroner in executing her duty. And so we adopt that role to ensure that ultimately the matters go before the State Coroner. We also have oversight agencies such as the CCC. They are normally invoked. So whether a person is actually in custody or a loss of life occurs in our presence, they're treated exactly the same way.
The West Australian Police Commissioner Chris Dawson there. Eliza Borello is with me. As you say, Eliza, these boys are Indigenous. What is the Aboriginal community saying?
Dennis Eggington from the state's Aboriginal Legal Service says he's saddened and horrified and his community is hurting. He says it's imperative that a coronial investigation into these deaths happens quickly.
I don't get into Facebook, but already the Facebook's alive with people putting and posting up really horrible, nasty things and other people really wanting to find out what really happened to their loved ones. So this is a real public interest matter, and even if it needs extra resources, I'd urge the state government, the Premier, to make sure that happens.
Dennis Eggington from the WA Aboriginal Legal Service, and before that, our reporter Eliza Borello.